Om Shanti. Good morning. And we are so happy to welcome Shilu Behen for this session, beautiful session. And the topic of today's session is One Strength and One Support Only. It's according to the time we want to experience that one support from Baba, but there are some challenges that we face and have to overcome those challenges and experience Baba as our only support. So Shilu Behen will be talking about this topic, and we welcome Shilu Behen with one hand wave. Welcome Shilu Behen, thanks for being here. And Shilu Behen will be talking about this topic for a few minutes, and after that we'll be welcoming questions. So if you have any questions regarding the topic, you can write and give it to me. And those who are watching online are requested to put their questions in the chat box. So we will take up those questions as well. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Respond please. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Daddy Janki used to say three times, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, and would give different meanings all the time. Who am I? Whom do I belong to? And what do I have to do? So we just heard this very beautiful song, Baba, I will love only you. You are my only support. You are my true strength. So it was a beautiful song. According to today's class, One Strength, One Support. And this is the need of the hour. Because as we look around, as we see the situations in the world, we are seeing that time is flying very fast. Before we used to say that there's a lot of stress in the world. Yes, sorrow, peacelessness, unhappiness, misery, suffering, pain, all that is definitely there, but then the topmost was stress. Even in small children. But today if we say, if we look around, it's not stress alone. There's something higher than stress, and that word is panic. There is panic everywhere, because anything can happen anytime, anywhere. There is no certainty at all. People wake up in the morning, maybe it's a beautiful morning, very lovely sunrise, very nice weather. But then all of a sudden, the weather changes. All of a sudden, the whole atmosphere changes. And so many who have a long list of what to do and how to do and where to do and where to go and all that, that list which they have already prepared, it's just gone into vain because the weather is so bad, or there's a train accident, or maybe a plane accident, maybe fights on the street, maybe some bloodshed. So anything can happen in this world of Kali Yuga, as there is no certainty at all. So you feel, it'll be such a good day for me. But then as the day moves ahead, we face so many challenges. But at such times, we need a lot of strength to face all those situations. We need a lot of support too, in order to overcome those challenges, because we cannot do it all by ourselves. But to face those challenges, we need to have a lot of faith in Baba. They say faith can move mountains. If you have faith, then even the impossible becomes possible. Because nothing is really impossible in the world. But that faith is very important. People tell about a story that in one place there was no rain, and there was a lot of water shortage. So people were praying to God that please send rain, please send rain, our crops are failing, please send us rain. And they had a big gathering in which they were praying, and as they were praying, the rain came. But what happened was that nobody brought any umbrella, nobody brought any raincoat. They came just to pray, because they didn't expect it to come at that time, the rain. So nobody was prepared for the rain. But one small child, he brought his raincoat. His mother brought her umbrella, and as it rained, they were all sitting in the open, and the boy could use his raincoat and the mother could use her umbrella. And people were surprised. There was no rain. How did you bring umbrella and raincoat? And they said, well, we had faith that God will definitely send rain. So this is called faith. So faith can make the impossible possible. Something which is beyond expectation can also happen. But faith in just one God. If we have faith in many, or we are taking support from many, then this faith is not really very strong. It's a weak faith. So faith in just one, strength from only one, support of only one. There is an interesting joke on this, that one day one person, he was swimming, and all of a sudden he began to drown. And as he did not know what to do, he started praying to Ganesh and said, "Oh Ganesh, come, help me, come, help me." And Ganesh heard his voice and he said, okay, I'm coming. But then the faith was not there whether Ganesh will come or not. So he started saying, Oh Rama, come, please help me, I'm drowning. So Rama, Ram, Sri Ram heard and said, okay, okay, I'm coming. But then Ganesh heard him, this person saying, oh Ram, come. So Ganesh stopped going because he was calling Ram. And then after that he started saying, oh Krishna, come, oh Krishna, come. And Krishna said, okay, I'm coming. Because he had no faith that Ram will come. But as Ram was about to come, he started invoking Krishna. So Ram said, he's not calling me anymore. So he also stopped. And then Krishna was coming, and so on. We can, you know, elaborate a lot. But ultimately nobody came. Why nobody came? Because he didn't have faith in one. If he had faith in just one, he certainly would have got that support. But because that lack of faith was there, no one could really help him. And he also lost his confidence because he lost his faith. So we can see that how faith is very important for experiencing one strength, one support. But then why people on the path of devotion don't have that faith? Because they don't know God. They don't know. Some may have blind faith, you know, and because of blind faith, they just invoke God, that's all. But then who God is, where is he, how is he going to come, in what way is he going to help me, they don't know that. The relationship with God isn't there. Although they say that, yes, you are my mother and father supreme and all that, but then the relationship between a child and a father, between a student and a teacher, there is so much closeness. That closeness isn't there with God, although they may say he is my mother and father and teacher and so on. And because of no closeness, because of not having that relationship in its true manner, they're unable to get that support. They're unable to get that strength to overcome that difficult situation. But here, what do we say? We say that, yes, I know who I am. I know who God is. I have a complete relationship with that Supreme Father, and I know that he has come to protect me. He has come to take me out of this quagmire of Maya. He has come to give me that strength, but then he has definitely put a condition too, that I'm ready to give you everything, but then the condition is you must remember me. Remember me. In every murli he repeatedly keeps saying, children, remember me, remember me. In the Gita also it is there, Arjuna is told by God, remember me. But then he has this problem. He says, his mind is very naughty, very naughty. His mind is wavering. His mind is unable to remember God. And then God told him two words. How you can make this wavering mind quiet? How you can take your mind to me? And the two words he gave were, first of all, unlimited disinterest. Unlimited disinterest. If you have too many desires, too many expectations, too many wants, because needs are not many, but wants can be unlimited. So if all these desires are there, and the mind is wavering, is going to so many places, people, objects, what not, then even if you think that you are remembering God, you are not actually remembering. So unlimited disinterest in everything of this world, and not begging, but then thinking it to be a right, that yes, God is my only support, that faith. So one is unlimited disinterest for the world, and the second is practice. Because when that adverse situation comes, at that time it's not so easy to remember God. You are remembering so many people, so much. So that one remembrance, one concentration in just one is not possible. But that concentration will come only when we have that faith. We have that understanding that all my relationships are with one God. And therefore I can remember that Supreme. So it's a long time practice too. If the long time practice isn't there, then at that moment, you know, I can be deceived. I can just fluctuate. I can have a lot of fear. I can just lose my confidence. But then remembrance from a long time, as well as unlimited disinterest, will enable me to have concentration on that one Supreme Being. And that remembrance has to be continuous. So a long time practice. And before you start asking me questions, I can narrate some incidents of this faith and the help given by Baba. I was in Sri Lanka a few years ago, and that sister who came to send me off at the airport, she was sharing her experience to me. As with a lot of time, the airport was a little far away. So she was sharing her experience with me that how Baba saved her. Because a few years ago, you may be knowing that there was a big tsunami in Sri Lanka. And she was at the beach with her friends. And all of a sudden the tsunami came without any prior information. Nobody knew about it. And a big wave came, and all the three of them with the two friends, they just drifted in that wave. And at that very moment she said, "Baba, Baba." So loudly she said, "Baba, Baba." And it was a miracle. From nowhere, another wave came. And that wave, instead of taking them into the sea, that wave brought this sister back on the shore. It just sent her back, like pushed her back on the shore. But those two were taken away by the wave of the sea. But she was just pushed back and brought on the shore, and she was saved. And then she shared her experience that I think that this life which I have got is given to me by Baba. I have full faith, and that time also I remembered Baba with so much faith that how, then how Baba helped me. And now this life of mine, the rest of my life, is only for Baba and none other. Otherwise, whatever Baba has given me, well, I would not take anything with me. And she's so helpful at the center now, because she feels that it is Baba's, it is not mine at all. Baba is my true protector. Baba is my true friend. Baba is my true beloved. And all the time it's just Baba and none other. And she's like, she feels that she's like flying all the time. All the time. Otherwise, before she had so much fear in life, so much sorrow in life. She had no tolerance power at all. For even petty things, how she used to get upset. And so many waste thoughts. But now Baba has given her so much strength. So she was saying that now just one support, one strength. And I think that my life has become worthwhile. So this was her experience. And I can say if this could be with all the Brahmins, then sure Baba is definitely there to support us and give us strength. Acha, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
It's beautiful, Srila Bhan, how you explain that the aspect of disinterest, that we need to have that disinterest to feel that one support and one strength from Baba. We have been hearing about this slogan, one strength and one support and none other, for a long period of time. And does that really mean to ignore others and just focus on Baba, but then ignore our service companions or Brahmins? What does it mean?
Like? No, it doesn't mean to ignore. Because, well, if you are thinking of them only, then you can't even save yourself. So not ignoring them, but then you need that support from Baba to really support them, to help them. Just like when we go in the flight and if there's a turbulence or something or some oxygen lacking, and then that oxygen mask comes. So it's not that if you have a child with you, you will put the oxygen mask on the child first. What will you do? You will do it on yourself. Because if you are protected, then you can protect the child. But what if you protect the child and then you are not protected? Then it can affect you. So definitely you have to protect yourself first. And then of course when you are protected, then you can try to help others. When you are in a war, you have, in the earlier days, they used to wear the armor, or you have the bulletproof jacket. So you have to be protected first, no, before you can really help others. You go into the fire brigade people are there, and they have to save others. But they have to wear those clothes which are fireproof. If they don't wear those fireproof clothes, how can they protect anyone? They will burn themselves. So in order to help others, you need to be strong. No? So how can you be strong until you take that support from one Baba? So this is why, it's not that I am self-concerned only, or I am not concerned about others, or I am just selfish. It's not like that. But it is an understanding that first I can be, if I have to be strong, then only I can support others.
Yes. Taking support from Baba and giving support to others.
Yes. So first you have to take support from Baba. If I don't have that strength in myself, how can I give strength to anyone else?
Yes.
I can give strength only if I have strength. And for me, my strength is Baba, so I have to take that strength from Baba and then help others. What do we do in meditation? We say we have to give sakash to everyone. But how will you give sakash to everyone until you take that strength from Baba yourself? Mm-hmm. So this is why. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes in Brahmin family, maybe we are not taking support from other human beings or But sometimes we feel we want support from dadis, we want support from our instruments, we want support from our elders. So taking support from the elders or the seniors, to what extent? Like, so how do we differentiate? Okay.
Yeah, it's good to take support from the seniors, but then when it's a crucial time, where is the time to take support from the seniors? Maybe you are living in your country and the dadis are in Madhuban, or we are somewhere else, but and maybe the connection isn't there, you can't even telephone for some or the other reason. You just cannot connect. So that time, how will you take support from the dadis? For that, at that time it is just one Baba and another. So dadis is okay when you come to Madhuban and you meet the seniors and then you ask them, you meet them, you give your problems to them and then take help from Baba, take help from the seniors, that's okay. But when you're alone, what can you do? But Baba is always there, he's with you all the time. So if you think that Baba is with me all the time, you will never feel weak. We give an example of a child, the father is holding his hand. Then even if something happens, he's not afraid, because the father has held his hand. And because the father has held his hand, the father won't let him go. You know, they tell this very interesting incident that once the father told his child, "Child, catch my hand first." And the child said, "No, father, you catch my hand. Because if I catch your hand, then my hand can slip away because it's not that strong. But if you catch my hand, then my hand will not be moved away because the father is strong. So his hand is stronger than the child's hand." So then the father understood, yes, I have to catch the child's hand strong, so only then the child can be protected. So Baba is always there to hold my hand. Baba is always there to protect me. But are we ready to hold his hand? That is also very important, because we think, oh, I can take support from that one, that one, that one. We forget Baba at that time. And Baba is the strongest of all, and how strong are they to help me? So the only support is just one Baba. Because then also they will too say, okay, remember God. You know, when somebody is dying, the doctors, he's like in his last stage, the doctors are treating him. And then the patient's relatives, they tell the doctor, "Doctor, will he survive? Will he survive? Doctor, will he survive?" What does the doctor say? "You remember God. I only treat. My work is just to treat, you know, these hands treat. But to save, that is in his hands. So remember that one." So though even the doctor cannot do anything, if you think doctor is the only support, no, he too will say, "Remember that one." So that's what we have to ultimately go there, no? You know, when we give God's introduction, we always say this: who is God? God is the one who is the highest on high. Now, who is the highest on high? You know, we give examples. Supposing somebody is a worshipper of Hanuman, and he'll say, "Hanuman is the greatest of all, so strong, he is so strong, he can do anything. Hanuman is the strongest, so I will take strength from Hanuman." But then the question comes, from whom did Hanuman take strength? He used to say, "Jai Shri Ram," you know, to get his strength. "Jai Shri Ram." So his strength was Shri Ram. But then even Shri Ram needed strength, especially to kill Ravan. He was told that Ravan is too strong, you cannot kill him like that. You need the strength from Shiva, because he has taken the strength from Shiva. So if you take the strength from Shiva, only then you can kill him. So even Ram had to take strength from Shiva. But Shiva doesn't have to take strength from anyone else, because he is the highest on high. So whom should we take strength from? Is it from Hanuman or from Shri Ram?
From Dadis, Didis. So who, from where they take? So they take from Shivbaba. So I might as well connect directly to Shivbaba.
So yes, we are also connected. Supposing someone comes to me and has a problem, at that time I won't give the answer straight away. I will remember Baba. And Baba will give the touching. And then of course we can see. So we have taken that strength from Baba. Not that, oh, I'm so clever, I can do everything, no, Baba.
So we want to take support from Baba. The issue is, he is invisible. And these seniors are visible. So we feel that, okay, maybe if I share my problem with Baba to guide me to solve this problem, maybe Baba is giving me the touching, but I am not able to understand that touching. So then we feel, okay, I don't know whether this is Baba's touching or it's my own thinking. So in order to clarify that, I want a confirmation from a senior or somebody whom I believe in.
I think Baba will give you the touching. Go to that person. Go to that person. That one will help you. You know, so many people come to me. I sit in the office in Pandav Bhavan, and there's Baba's hut opposite the office. So many people have problems, no? So they go in Baba's hut and then they tell Baba, Baba, I have this problem. Baba, what should I do? And they get a touching. Go to Shiluben. Go to Shiluben and she will help you. And then they come to me and they say that Baba gave me this touching, go to Shiluben. And then I say, Baba, you have given me a responsibility. Okay, Baba, what do I have to say? And how that, you know, the answer comes. And they say, well, thank you, you know, thank you, I have now understood. And they feel, yes, this is the right answer. Mm. So, if they want to go to the seniors, but the seniors should have that faith. It's Baba who is giving them the touching. It's Baba who is helping them. Not that I am helping this one. So that is very important. You know, when Baba became avyakt, at that time Baba told Dadiji and Didiji to come, and Baba put his hands on Dadiji and Didiji's head. And Baba said that now the sun and the moon will be incognito and the stars will shine in the space of this world, you know, in this earth, on this earth, in the sky of this world. So they are in the front. Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba are the backbone, and these ones are in the front. And if there's anything, you ask them and they take the support from Shiv Baba. So Shiv Baba is always the support. Shiv Baba is always the strength. And they take from Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, and then of course they can share. So they don't have that ego, I am doing anything. As Baba says, you are only an instrument. So we too also become just instruments. That is very important. If the ego comes in us, then we cannot help anyone. So again, that is very important.
Yeah. Having that consciousness of being an instrument, then that would really give us the detachment to take Baba's touchings as Baba gives us and give it to others. And Shiluben, sometimes, okay, when there are no seniors around and my intellect is not so much clear to take Baba's touchings, so how do we increase our touching power? Baba says in many of the Muralis, increase your catching power and touching power to take support from Baba. So we want to take support from Baba, but somehow that catching power and touching power is not being able to, many people are not able to experience that. So what's the way to increase?
Well, the way for that is, as Baba said, you have to keep a clean intellect. Why I'm not able to get that catching power or touching power? Because my intellect is not clean. My intellect isn't clear. My intellect is wavering. because of attachments, because of jealousy, hatred, you know, all these vices are there. Maybe not anger or greed in a big form, but in a small forms also, if there is any type of vice, then my intellect is not really clear enough to get that touching. So I have to work on myself first. If I am not able to get the touching because my intellect is not clear enough. So how to make my intellect clear? Again, we have unlimited disinterest. I have some maybe desires which are coming in the way and polluting my intellect. If I am totally free from all that and very clean, and I think, yes, Baba is my only support, then my intellect will be clear and I will get a clear touching. This is very important. And secondly, my touching is clear or not, how to test it? The testing can be that I can, you know, say to someone else also, that this is what touching I felt, I think I had this touching from Baba. What is your suggestion? What do you think? Even may not be dadis are there, but anybody, even any senior, anyone, even your colleague, whoever. So, and if that one also gets the same touching, then maybe it's Baba's touching. It's right. But then if you are being opposed and the others are saying, no, it's not right. If you are being opposed, so Baba says it means it is your own dictates. You know, many people question, as you were asking first, how do I know whether it's my own dictates or it is Baba's touching? No? So if it's my own dictates, I will experience many obstacles coming in my way. And if it is Baba's touching, if it is Baba's touching, then my path will be very smooth, very clear. But if it is my own dictates, first of all, there will be fear. Will it really work? Will I get success? Will it really happen? Can I do it? That means it's my own dictates working. But if my conscience is very clear and I'm getting help from others too, then definitely it is Baba's touching. Mm. Success will come very quickly. Mm. This is what I think.
Somebody from Sri Lanka has asked, Baba says, have courage and Baba will help you. Have courage and Baba will help you. And also Baba says, one step of courage you have to put and then I will help you 1,000 steps. So what is this one step of courage and how do we have that courage so that Baba helps us? Have courage and Baba will help.
So that one step of courage means, yes, I can do it. That is the courage. I don't know whether I'll be able to do it or not. I don't know if it's possible or not. I don't know. You know, people have this habit of saying, I don't know. So, courage means, yes, I can do it, Baba is with me. Mm-hmm. This is called courage. Mm-hmm. So, I can do it is one step. And then Baba is there to help me, that is Baba's support, Baba's help. Mm-hmm. So, one step of courage means courage in yourself, that yes, I can do it. Yes, it is possible. So nothing is impossible anyway. So with Baba's help, nothing is impossible altogether. And therefore one step of courage means my inner confidence that yes, I can do it. And Baba is there to support me, to help me. Baba's strength will come. So this is called one step of courage. Baba says you keep one step, you take one step of courage and Baba's 100 steps of help will come to you. But if I don't take the courage and I say, oh Baba, you have to help me, then Baba will not help you. If there are some who say, Baba, I don't have the courage, you help me, but you also give me courage. Baba will say, no, that is not possible. It is you take one step of courage and I will come 100 steps of, and give you 100 steps of help. So, but the first step should be from myself. Not everything from Baba.
If he is giving, we think that if he is giving, let him give everything to me. So, then we won't have that courage to.
Yes, Baba, you do everything. You are everything for me. You do, and I will not do anything. Even if you need water to drink, you need water. You cannot get up, but you at least tell someone, and that person will bring water. But you say no, support of drama. They say if it is in a drama, then it will happen. It will happen. But drama is also not based on just the fruit. Because whatever you get is what you have given. No? You don't get without giving. So first you give and then you get. First you have to make effort and then you get the result, the fruit. So even drama is working on that same basis, that you do first and then you get the result. You take one step and then others will take 100 steps. So one step of courage will lead to 100 steps of help from Baba.
Especially when this spiritual life is a path where we can't travel alone. We need co-travelers. If I am just myself on the spiritual path, for example, in a house where my family members are not in Gyan, but I am in Gyan, so I feel alone, so it's a bit difficult. So Baba always says that use the power of gathering. There's a power in the gathering. So you have to take benefit of it. So again Baba says, there are two things, right? Take support from Baba, but also you can take support from the gathering. Gathering is a big support for us, Sangatan. So, when is it that I can take support from the gathering and when is it that I take support from Baba?
See, sometimes Baba, like Baba was saying the other day, so which Murli it was, Baba said that many children, they ask Baba, and Baba says, like Baba said, that first you all have a meeting, you all discuss amongst yourselves and then come to me. Dadiji also used to say to the seniors, you all sit together, discuss, and you come to some conclusion and then you come to me. And then if Dadi could not, then okay, we will ask Baba. So, not for everything that we have to say, yes, Baba, Baba, only you have to do. No. Baba sometimes says, you all sit together and discuss. On many occasions, Baba would tell us, the Dadis would tell us that, you all sit together and discuss. Come to some conclusion and then come to Baba for the final result or the final decision. So, on many occasions like that, so Sangathan, as we say, gathering is important. Family is very important. That's what Baba says. Not that some children say, just Baba is my support and nowhere else. I don't want to go to the center. I don't want to meet any Brahmins but myself and Baba and no one else. Baba will also not agree to that. Because it is Baba's family, Baba's children. You have to take the help of Baba's children also. So it's not just Baba. Baba himself has put Brahma Baba in front. Shiv Baba is not the I'm everything. No, Brahma Baba is there in front. Brahma Baba has put the Dadis in the front. The Dadis have put the seniors in the front. So we have to obey them. We have to take support from them. But then in the whole process, the feeling is that it is Baba in between. Like supposing somebody is giving some charge, some donation, some contribution in the center. So that one will say, this is for you. I'll say, no, I don't want for me. You give to Baba. Baba will give it to me. If I say Baba will give it to me, then there's no karmic account between the other one and me. Because that one has given to Baba, but then if that one gives me, then karmic account is created. So I take from Baba and that one gives to Baba. So Baba will neutralize it. And therefore, that person also keeps Baba in front and I also keep Baba in front, although we are together. So Baba is always there in between. Baba is the magnet who gives us the true support to that one as well as to me. And then when we are connected, then we get 100% support because Baba is there with us. So this is how we understand.
So even in the gathering, we need to have Baba in between. So that person is Baba's child, I'm also Baba's child, so keeping Baba will keep
definitely,
safe.
Because in the gathering, ego can also come. I am very clever, I can give. Because very often Baba says that, you know, when we are in a gathering and we are in a meeting or something, I give my opinion. Okay, I give my opinion. But then people don't agree to that opinion. They give their opinion, they give their opinion. Then of course, whose opinion is going to be accepted? Then there's a majority, and then the majority is accepted. So as a master, give your opinion. But as a child, accept what has been finalized. So this also is there. And Baba also is, you know, he appreciates what the children say. And he gives them respect to their children, whatever you have decided is right. So Baba is always there with us, but then Baba keeps the children in front of front too, and thereby gives respect to the children, and I have to give respect to the ones whom Baba has appointed. So that's very important.
Children, when a child is born, that child needs support, right? So until maybe like 15, 18 years, that child would need support, nourishment from the parents, everything, whatever needs to be given to the child. So later on, when the child becomes, you know, strong enough in every way, education-wise, every way, so then that child will become independent, right? So in the same way, when we come to Baba, we need support, right? As a young child of Baba, it's not, I can't take on the first step itself, or on the first day itself, I can't make Baba as my complete support. So I need the support of the family, especially of the instrument. So it's a process that goes on. Like later on, the soul becomes independent and strong enough. So, for me, like, is there any incident that happened for you? Because each of us have our own journey where we were very sensitive, then we became stronger, and then we became independent and said, okay, Baba is one support now. So for you, was it a hard way to learn, or was it natural transition from, you know, one step to the other?
Like, well, for me, I think it was a natural transition.
Okay.
It was a natural transition. And right from day one, because my experience is that from day one, the day I came to Baba, I felt Brahma Baba was my true father. You know, well, my story is that many of you may be knowing. When I was just born, 3 days baby, my father met with an accident and he died on the spot. So I never saw my father, nor did he see me. He was coming from Delhi and, you know, on the way he died. So I did have this feeling that I don't have a father. But then that very day when my accident happened, my mother, she got a vision of Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba came in her like a dream or semi-dream or whatever, she doesn't know, but then an angel appeared and said, this child is mine, I am her father, and give it to me, like, you know, he put his hands forward. And my mother gave me to him. I'm his father. I'm her father. Means. So afterwards my mother felt, who was this person? He was an angel. And he said, I'm her father. I was her father. But then she didn't understand. And then she came to know that the husband is dead. My father is dead. But then when I was about 12 years old, at that time Baba had come to Bombay. Mother was also in Gyan, you know, decently. So I went with my mother to Baba. And it was a Brahma Bhojan. And Brahma Bhojan during those days was not so simple like today. Okay, now all eat in Baba's remembrance. No, we used to sit in a circle or maybe in a rectangular shape. And each one would come in front of Baba and go in Baba's lap, you know, put the head in Baba's lap. And Baba would pat on the back and give a blessing. And a morsel in the mouth with drishti. So drishti, morsel in mouth and blessing. So my mother went and she also got some blessing. But then it was my turn. But I was hesitating because I was small, no, not even 12 years old. So Baba called me. Baba said, come child, come. So Baba called me and said, come child, come, 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 you know, like Baba calling. So I got up from my seat and I ran, you know, to Baba and just clinged to Baba and put my head on Baba's lap. And Baba patted on my back and said, the child has come back to the father. The child has come back to the father. And I felt I found my father. Because I lost my father. So I found my real father. And so that was the first blessing Baba gave me. And then of course there was no looking back. So I feel that yes, Baba was my direct father. You know, very many people, when we question them, how did you take your spiritual birth? So they give different for different reasons. Some may say, Dadi gave me drishti and it was spiritual birth. I got toli, I went to the exhibition, I did course and all that. But then I say that I took my spiritual birth in Baba's lap. So definitely I feel very proud to say that. And so there was no looking back because I didn't even think that I have to look somewhere else for something, anything. Mm. I found everything. That's what I felt.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And also my sanskars were quite pure, means I never had any attraction towards anything, nor dresses or clothes or food, you know. I was more spiritual. My mother was also very spiritual. So those sanskars were in me also. When I was small, she used to take me to gurus and satsangs, to pilgrimage places. So I liked all that. And therefore I've been to nearly so many pilgrimage places. Actually, my mother was saying that when she conceived me, you know, that was in Karachi, before partition. And I was born on 31st of March in 1948. Mm. So partition had taken place and maybe I was conceived. And then my parents, they went all over in India on a pilgrimage. So I was in the womb and my parents went on a pilgrimage. So right from the beginning those spiritual sanskars were there. And I love to go on, you know, I've been to all these 12 Jyotirlingam mathas. So it's nice. Wherever I go, if there's any big temple, I want to visit a temple. Because even in foreign countries, there's pagodas, you know, Buddhist temples. And then I love to visit. And I feel so close.
So nice. You have any questions to ask? No? Okay. I always remember Chandramani Dadi. When Gansarur was set up and Chandramani Dadi was the instrument who was staying here, and there used to be a Kumari's training happening here in the same hall. And Dadi would always say to the Kumaris, if you want to have attachment with me. So, you know, like that was a way of dadis to protect the kumaris from having going away from Baba, because as youngsters or as children, they would be like attracted towards any human beings or drawn away. So dadi would always say, if you want to have attachment with me, you know, I'm there for you. So those were the beautiful days of you know, having that beautiful sustenance from dadis. So that was a, that was a transition that the dadis would understand. Okay, because that was a very that there was no danger in having attachment with dadis. So I have attachment with me. So it was like that.
But so I also feel fortunate in so many ways that I could meet all the dadis. You know, I'm from Mumbai. So all the dadis would come to Mumbai. Baba, Mama would also come. And I used to go to school, but then before going to school, I would go to the center, attend the Murli, and then go to school. Oh, yeah. So all the dadis knew me very well. They used to love me a lot. And I used to go in a school uniform. Oh, Shilu, you are that one who used to come in the school uniform. They used to say like that. So I've seen nearly all the advanced party souls. I know all of them.
One last question that's coming up on my mind, Shilu Ben. Okay, that was the initial days and you met Brahma Baba. But after start to stay in the Yajna in Madhuban, or maybe when you travel in other centers, was there any incident that happened and you felt that nobody understands me, you know, like there was an issue where we say, okay, no one understands me, only Baba understands me, and why is it that, you know, like why the seniors wouldn't understand me? Like, you know, there would be some issues and there would be sometimes. So at that time, what did you do? Like, did you cry any time during those initial days in the Yajna?
No, I don't think so. Because, you know, my nature is very easy nature. If something is according to me, not, I say, okay, forget it. And as Baba says, give a full stop in 1 second, first stop. Mm-hmm. I don't argue.
Mm-hmm.
So arguing is not my nature at all.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, you go, you take it. You first. I always say that. I don't want, never mind, I can sacrifice. So that feeling of sacrifice is quite much in me, and therefore I've an easy nature, so I've never really come across all those things. Therefore, I don't have any experience, really, to say. And Baba has always been helping me, because I have no desires, really. Nearly. But how Baba gives everything. I don't see anyone and say, oh, I like that, I want that. No, nothing.
We can practically see that from you, Shilu Ben. So, you are an embodiment of contentment always.
Yeah.
So happy with whatever you have, and so you are really an inspiration to many thousands of people, hundreds and thousands of people who come here. I remember when I used to come to Madhuban as a Kumari. I started to come to Madhuban in the early 80s as a kid. So I used to see you on the stage and used to feel, wow, I want to become like her one day. So you were like a inspiration to many, and for me as well. So
this is why many say you have very easy nature. We can approach you very, you know, very quickly, very easily. To go to anybody else, we have to think twice whether we can go or not. But for you, it's not difficult. I say, no, you're most welcome. I have appreciation for everybody. Anybody can come to me anytime.
Thanks a lot for all your sharings. It was really wonderful. And hopefully many of you must have benefited from the beautiful answers that Shilu Ben has given, and the beautiful experiences that Shilu Ben shared with us. Thanks once
and
again.
And I can see that one thing, even if some problems did come, no, I would not think much. let go, as Baba says, you know, let go, let God. Give your problem to God and let go, don't think about it. Everything is good, everything will be beneficial. So I can give a full stop to whatever problem in a second. And because that those waste thoughts don't come, therefore this problem or situation doesn't increase also. Because we just let go. You know, many people can't let go, so they hold on to it, and that's why the problem increases.
That's sure. Yeah, that's true. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Yes, anything else? No?
Okay, we'll meditate for 2 minutes and then we'll finish.